Yesterday we introduced the idea based on the Gemara in Shabbos, which tells us that there's a stirim sukkim, to which the Gemara comes out that there's simcha shel mitzvah and simcha she'eino shel mitzvah. And we explained that what the Gemara is teaching us, especially based on the Raya and the Limud, that the goal is to come to a simcha shel mitzvah. That's the real simcha. The way to do that is open, that a person can even use midi de'olam hazeh, whatever it is that is necessary to bring himself to a state of simcha, because it's a mitzvah gedoyla, liyos besimcha. So, we quoted Rabbi Nachman, and the same thing is also brought in the name of the Chayza from Lublin. And I want to focus a little bit today, b'siyata d'shmaya, on some of the teachings of the Chayza from Lublin regarding the inyan of simcha, and to further this idea of simcha shel mitzvah. So let's get going in that, b'siyata d'shmaya. Before I personally became more involved in the teachings of the tzaddikim from the Derech of Chassidus, the Admoirim, so Chassidus was a very foreign concept to me growing up in the valley in Los Angeles. I grew up thinking that the only Chassidus that there was Lubavitch Chassidus. And when I began to learn more about Chassidus, so one of the one-liners about Chassidus was, what is Chassidus? It's Simcha. Chassidus is Simcha. I think it's safe to say that for many people who don't know the amkas of Chassidus, not that I do, but I just think that when looking at Chassidus at face value, one of the things that perhaps stands out is a regard for Simcha. And that's something which needs to be understood. There's certainly truth to that. But, Emet Hashem, let's go into Va'emek a little bit. Into this inyan of Simcha and Befrat to something which I can't say is attributed to the Chayza, but something which I found in his writings and a story about him, which is important to understand about the Amkis. Because again, like we established by the first shir, what Simcha is not is laughing, joking, dancing in an empty way, forcing ourselves to be b'Simcha v'zeo. Like we explained in the last shir, that there is a malkum for that, that if a person is struggling for an authentic simcha, a person can make a keli, a malkum shayachal boy, that the simcha shalmala, which is the sha'ari simcha, should be chal boy, that they should come down and a person should be a vessel to receive that. But we know that Chassidus is built on the derech of simcha, and of course simcha is not something which is exclusive to Chassidus, yet we want that Chassidus, that the simcha of Avodas Hashem should be deep, that it should be rich, that somebody who observes it, who is trying to understand it, should say that it's not empty, that it's not lacking toichen. And bechlal, doesn't matter what hashkafa a person associates himself with, and they're all beautiful and good. Simcha is something which the Torah wants of us. Tachas asher lo yavarata es Hashem alokecha b'simcha v'tub le'evav, like we had spoken about. It's an ikar gadol in Avodas Hashem. What we need to understand is a memra which comes up in all the Svarim HaKadoshim, quoting the Arizal as having said, Rav Chaim Vital quotes him, that the Arizal admitted that and he revealed to us that he was zeiche to all of his hasagas and all of his madrigas, which were very, very great. Less mandapalig, nobody takes issue with the Ari HaKadosh. That the Ari said about himself, he testified that he was zeichet to all of his levels through the inyan of Simcha. It's a very powerful maramakom. And like any teaching of the Ariza, it's a sod. And it's primius. It has its niglus, and it's something on the paper for us to read. But it needs to be muvan why it is. Which is a similar question we asked before about the Teichacha. How could it be? How could it be that everything is riding on the inyan of Simcha, not just in the left direction towards the Teichecha, but even upwards towards the Hasagas, to the Mailas, to the Dveikas Belakos, that it's Tali and Simcha. Secondly, the Dechida brings down this Yisayid, and others do as well, that although generally we have a klal, Schar Mitzvah Bahar al-Malekah, the Gemara says, that the reward for mitzvahs is not given in this world, it's given in the next world. The Chida establishes that's true with all mitzvahs except for Simcha Shel Mitzvah. That Simcha Shel Mitzvah is the vehicle which brings down Schar into this world. And this is how the Tzadikim Taich, that which we say every day in Kriya Shema, we read the passage of V'hayoyim Shamaya, Tishmuel Mitzvah Yisai, that if we listen to the commandments of Torah, then V'nasati Mita Artzechem Be'itai, V'yasafta D'ganecha, there's going to be abundance, there's going to be Parnasa, and all the Mefarsh are in an uproar. What do you mean? What about the klal of Schar Mitzvahs Bahaya Malaka? So the Tzadikim explain, based on this Yisai, that this paragraph of Shema is referring not to Schar Mitzvahs. It's referring to the Schar Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And this is implied from the very first word in that paragraph, where the Torah says, V'hayayim Shamaya Tishmuel Mitzvah Yisai. Chazal establish, Ein V'haya Ella Simcha. Anytime we find the word V'haya in the Torah, it's a lashon of simcha. In which case, v'haya im shamaya tishmu mitzvoisai, that if you will listen to the mitzvahs to do them b'simcha, with the simcha shal mitzvah, then v'nasati v'yasafta v'chulei. Why is it that simcha shal mitzvah is so gross, it's so great, that through simcha shal mitzvah it's able to defy the klal of Schar Mitzvah Bahal Malaka? How is that accomplished? So to understand this musag, we have to probe and to get to the roots of what is the significance of Simcha, to be mamik a little more, B'siyata D'Shemaya, Simcha Shel Mitzvah. We already explained that Simcha Shel Mitzvah means to open up, that the Sha'arei Simcha, that the Chedva D'La'ila, should come down upon a person, that there's what's called Shahri Simcha, that the lower Simcha should awaken a higher Simcha from above. However, with a little more understanding into this Gemara, which we began to explore in the last year, the Gemara in Shabbos, that Simcha, Ula Simcha Mazu Aisa, versus V'shabachti Ani Asa Simcha, to which the Gemara comes to the conclusion, L'lamedcha she'ein shechina shayra el mitoich simcha shel mitzvah. Simcha shel mitzvah is associated with shechina shayra, an idea of hashra'as hashechina. The shechina hakdoisha is something which is very mysterious to us. We use the term very loosely, and we don't know exactly what we're referring to when we say Shechina, because we know that it's referring to something very specific about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For those who say the L'shem Yichud, and even those who don't say are familiar with it, L'shem Yichud Kutshabichu Shechinte. There's something which is called Kutshabichu, and there's something which is called Shechinte. There's the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we find it all over Divrei Chazal. We find it in the Torah, V'shachanti b'seicham, that the Torah refers to the Shechina HaKadosha. It's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's dwelling on Klal Yisrael and in the midst of Klal Yisrael. Like the Mishnah Avos tells us that the Shechina is Shara Basara, it's Shara B'shleisha, and B'shtayim, and B'echad, there's different dargas of Shechina. Without going into the sugya of Shechina, because this is really a sugya of Simcha, it could be simplified that Shechina means a revealed presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, in his oneness, has two ways of being understood. One is how we understand him in a finite, concrete way. But even more so, and more importantly, there's the understanding of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that we don't understand him. That forever we will always be understanding him more and more, because Kodesh Baruch Hu is Ein Lai Saif, and there will always be more that we don't know about him than we do know about him. Because less Machshava Tfisa Beklal, and we can't even begin to understand, and every understanding is only the beginning and will forever be the beginning. It can be explained very simply that the difference between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Shchinte means to unify that which we understand about the Ribbono Shel Olam with that which we don't understand about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because if we think that every time we have a Havana in Hashem Yisbarach, that, aha, I understand now, and we don't have the humility to know simultaneously that whatever we do understand is be'emes not a revelation of Hashem, but perhaps even a concealment of Hashem. And that understanding, if we don't understand it properly, can actually distance us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cause us to be rachok. That's considered to be like a period between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Shchinte. Because every understanding must come with the humility that I haven't even begun to know, and to rejoice, however, in the understanding. So it could be understood that Shechina means a presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu which I can relate to, that is somewhat tangible, and has a real impression on me in a concrete way. The Gemara is teaching us that She'ena Shechina Shaira Ela Mitaych Simcha Shal Mitzvah, that what makes Simcha Shal Mitzvah so important is that it brings upon a person the Shechina HaKadosha. It makes a person a vessel to receive the Shechina HaKadosha. And it could be explained that the purpose of all of creation, as the Svarim HaKadoshim teach us, has to do with this musig of what's called Shechina Batachtayna, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reveal himself in the lowest places. When we understand Avodas Hashem from that place of Shechina Batachtayim, that means that the role that Simcha Shel Mitzvah plays in Avodas Hashem is Iker. It's monumental. It's fundamental. It has to do with that a person becomes a Keli, that when the Ribbono Shel Olam is looking for a place to reside, to bring his Shechina into this world, that it should be Vishachanti, that Simcha is the Keli to receive that, in which case, it's something which is directly related to the Tachlis HaBria. We find already when it comes to the building of the Mishkan, to the Hakamas HaMishkan, which took place on the first day of Nisan. Chazal tell us, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed 10 crowns on that day. And the simcha which took place by the Hakamas HaMishkan was akin to the simcha by Maisa Bereishis. And Chazal are explaining and suggesting to us that the Hakamas HaMishkan, that simcha is connected to the simcha of Maisa Bereishis. That the simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in the beginning of this journey, of this project, kivyachol, and creation of world, the conclusion, I can't say even the conclusion, but the beginning of the conclusion was by the Hakamas HaMishkan, that there was Shechinta Batachtayna, that the Shechina was now resting in the world. And that simcha which took place, that there was no day in the world like that day until the Zman of Mashiach Tzidkenu. The Medrash tells us in Bamidbar Rabbah, in Perek Yud Gimel, Eimasai Sharsa Shechina Ba'aretz. When did the Shechina touch down on this world? And what the Medrash is referring to is based on other Chazal, which tell us that the Shechina was present in this world at the beginning of creation, but due to the Chatam of Adam HaRishon and those who followed, the Shechina was driven away. The Shechina was driven away, but it returned to this world by Matan Torah and by the Hakamas HaMishkan, which is an extension of Matan Torah. This is the conclusion of the Medrash. Emesai Sharsa Shechina Ba'aretz B'yoyim Shehukam HaMishkan. On the day that the Mishkan was established. This is the great Simcha which took place on that day. That Hakamas HaMishkan, that the word Mishkan comes from the word Shechina. That the Ribbono Shel Olam has a Shechina Batachtayin and a presence in this world in a revealed way. Through the Mishkan. And the same thing took place by the Binyan Bayis Rishon. It's really the sugi right before that sugi in Shabbos. This is on Daf Lamed Amid Aleph. The other is on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. But the Gemara on Daf Lamed Amid Aleph tells us, quoting the Pasuk in Malachim Aleph, B'yom Hashmini, on the eighth day of the Chanukah Sabayis, Shalach Esa'am, Vayivarchu Esa'melech, they all praised Shlomo the King, Vayilchul Ha'alim, Smechim V'tovei Levav, that they went to their tents, to their homes, very happy and betoiv lev, which is again a reference to that simcha betoiv lev of in the Teichacha. And the Gemara says, what does it mean, smechim, that they were happy? And the Gemara says, smechim shenehnu mizir hashchina, that they were happy because they were nehene from the ziv hashchina. Simcha shal mitzvah, therefore, is the keli to be able to receive the shchina. And the shchina, what comes with the shchina hakdaisha, comes everything. Because Hashras HaShechina is something which is nogeya to the Tachlis HaBriya. The Berditcheva had a son, Rabbi Meir, and his sefer is called Keser Torah. And he's going on this inyan which we spoke about before. I, Simcha, Schar mitzvah by Ha'amaleka. And he asks that question, V'hoyam Shemaya, and he explains with this Yisoid, V'chim Bevur B'sifrei Kodesh, V'chol Mokum Sheyesh Hashras Hashchina, that when there is Hashras Hashchina, Sham HaBracha Metzuya. That's where the bracha is, Ki Kel Chai B'Kevinu, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is there. And that's what Chazal say, Ein Shechina Shoyra Ela Mitoch Simcha Shal Mitzvah. So therefore he explains, when the Torah says, V'hoya im shamaya, ein v'hoya elo l'shem simcha, he explains, im kein zehu simcha shel mitzvah, v'ze goyrim hashoras hashchina. And he says, this has nothing to do with schar mitzvah. When the shchina is there, it's not a schar for what you did, that you get the bracha. If the shchina is there, it brings bracha. The Ribbono Shel Olam is there. He comes together with all the bracha. When the Shechina is there, memela there is bracha. But it's not that it's a schar for what you do. And now, the Chayza. Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter has a sefer, Venechta B'Sefer, and he writes, it's Yadua Shaharav HaKadosh from Lublin. It's known that the Chayza from Lublin, he was always in a state of absolute simcha. And we know the great Madrigas of the Chayza from Lublin, one of the greatest tzaddikim who ever lived. And he writes, this is how he was able to achieve so many high levels in his Avodas Hashem, ki hare simchas hamitzvos, because simcha shel mitzvah is a kli lifna. It's an unbelievable keli lahasagas alakus alahesalas ayada gavaya magavaya to reach the highest levels, as Chazal say, "Ein hashchina shayra elu mitoich simcha shel mitzvah." Because when a person is sas v'sameach b'chol mitzvah she was zeicha la'asayis, al yidei zeh hu zeicha lahashras hashchina. And this is everything that the tzaddikim are striving for, not to achieve levels of madrigas and avodas Hashem. They weren't looking to be Bali Ruach HaKadosh, or to be Nevi'im, or to be able to do Maifsim. Like the Tzaddikim say about the Chayza from Lublin himself, he concealed all of his levels in Avodas Hashem through the miracles which he did. That he used the miracles to conceal himself. But the Chayza from Lublin understood that it was through a Simcha Shel Mitzvah that he would achieve an attachment to the Shechina HaKadosha. The Chayza himself writes in his Sefer Zikaron Zoyis in Parshas Ekev, Mitzvah Tzarech Liyos B'Simcha. As it says in the pasuk, Pikudi Hashem Yisharim Esamchei Leiv, and Chazal tell us, V'hinei Isa Eina Shechina Shaira Elo Mitoch Simcha Shel Mitzvah. As it says by David HaMelech, V'haya Kenogin HaMenagim, which is the pasuk which we expounded upon yesterday in the last year, V'haya, notice again, V'haya Kenogin HaMenagim, David HaMelech, Ein V'haya Elo Lashon Simcha. And he says, Mishereitze Tamid Hashras Hashchina, if you want Hashras Hashchina always, Yire Lihiyais B'Simcha. See to it that you're always in a state of Simcha. And that's what Chazal say, V'haya Lashon Simcha, as he explains over there, V'haya Ekev Tishmiu. And in other places as well, in his Sefer Zoy Sikaron, which is another Sefer, there's Zikaron Zois and Zos Sikaron. He writes again in Parashas Ekev, V'haya Ekev Tishmaun is a Lashon Havana, Sha'ayde HaSimcha Tihye Lachem Hashras Hashchina. Simcha brings Hashras Hashchina. V'tihyu L'chayim L'kayim, Ki Siyye Lachem Simen HaShemayim. It brings Hesiyata D'Shemayim. Everything is able to be accomplished, and a person can be Zeichet to everything through Hashras Hashchina. There's a story which is quoted in the Yitev Panim, who's the grandson of the Yitzmach Moshe. And this story is a very mekubal in the Welt, very well known, especially since it's quoted in the Yitev Panim, that originally the Yitzmach Moshe was a misnagid, a very big Talmud Chacham, but also a misnagid. And his Hiskarvus to Chassidus came in the following way. That he had a few kashas. He's a big tzaddik, he's a big Talmud Chacham. He had kashas on the derech of Chassidus. And one of the kashas which he had was that always the Chassidim are always besimcha, right? We look at Chassidus, the first thing we think is, Chassidus, what's main Chassidus? To be besimcha. How could they always be besimcha? Does it not say in the Shulchan Aruch, in the very beginning of Aruch Chaim, that it's right that every Yerei Shemayim should be Meitzar V'doyig al Chorban Beis HaMikdash, that he should be worried constantly about Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Parenthetically, the Yismach Moshe, the Sfarim say, was a Nitzitz of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. And out of all the Tzaddikim who were Misabel, and they are all Misabel on Chorban Beis HaMikdash, it was very well known that the Yismach Moshe was Meyuchad in this department of Big Mitzar and Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And this was one of his big kashas, how to reconcile Simcha with Avelis and Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So he decided he was going to go and to ask this Bam Kasha to the Chayzer from Lublin. And on his way, he thought to himself that I'll also ask him the following kasha once I'm going, that the Gemara says, Habolatayr Mitzayin Isai. That Mitzayin is a Lashon Rabbim, which means plural. So shouldn't it say Misayeya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will help? So, and there's various versions of the story, but they're all pretty much the same. The point is the same. So, as soon as he walked into the room of the Chayza when he had come, the Chayza took one look at him and he says to him, Maduche, Madua Pnichem Raim Heinha. He says, why do you look so down? Hagam, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that it's roi for every Yerei Shemayim to be Meitzar V'doyig and Churban Beis HaMikdash. But the Chavis HaLevavav says, Tzahala B'fanav V'Avela B'libo, that he has to be happy on his face and be Avelus in his heart. We have to understand what it means, happy in your face, because Simcha has to go even deeper than the Avelus. So if you're wondering that it's Mashma, that the Avelus has to be more deep than the Simcha, Mitzvah maybe will address that. And then he goes on to tell him, and believe me, that we too say Tikkun Chatzayis bebechia and behesped, nevertheless, we have to be besimcha. Because we were taught by the Tzaddikim, referring to the Maggid in particular, that when the Shechinta is begalusa, when the Melech is on the run, so we're very bitzar that the Melech can't be in his palace. But if we could be that place of refuge for the Melech, then we have something to rejoice about, because the Melech is by us. And he says, V'hanim shal muvan, and you understand, Yismach Moshe, ki ha-shechina imanu, because the Shechina is with us. And that's our simcha. And then he went on to tell them, and even though I shouldn't have revealed this to you, because Hatsnei Lachasim Hashem Alakacha, I'm revealing secrets to you by telling you this inyan. Nevertheless, Chazal say, Habol Etayer Messiah, I say. It doesn't say Messiah, it says Messiah, that a person, Hashem sends help along the way from Tzadikim to help a person in his Avodas Hashem. And when Yismach Moshe saw this open Ruach HaKodesh and he got his answers from the Chayza from Lublin, he became a chassid of the Chayza. But you see the terrace of the Chayza from Lublin, that the simcha which we have in Golos is ki hashchina imanu. That when there was a Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina resided in the Beis HaMikdash. But now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, hashchina imanu. The Shechina is in the company of the Tzadikim. He's in the Bate Midrashim, he's in the Bate Knesios. That he's closer to us in a way when we're in Golos. This goes back to the aside that the simcha of Chassidus is not just stam, chitzonius simcha. If we have to use the chitzonius to get to the pnimius simcha, then so be it. But it's a very rich simcha which comes from a place of ki hashchina imanu. That it's the keli simcha shel mitzvah to bring down the Shechina HaKadosha that should be present in our lives. And when we say that the Arizal was zeichet to all of his madrigas through Simcha Shal Mitzvah, it's not that he was zeichet to the madrigas because of Simcha Shal Mitzvah. It was that through the Simcha Shal Mitzvah, he was a makom, he was a mishkan for Hashras HaShechina, and with all that comes madrigas. And like we said, it's not that there's Schar Mitzvah, Bahai Amaleka, and that the simcha defies the klal. That's not the way that it works. It's that v'hayayim shamaya, that through simcha shamitzah, we bring the Shechina HaKadosha, and when the Shechina comes down, then the brachas come down. And that's what we're looking to accomplish through simcha shamitzah. That it's something which is naigeya mamish to tachta sabriya. And this is merumas in that which we say v'haya is al Hashem simcha, v'haya is also the osios of the Shem Havaya. Because the Havaya of Simcha means the Hashras Hashchina which comes through the Simcha. And then Moshe had mentioned before the Shir, this is what the Gemara is telling us in Sukkah. That the Gemara says that Hillel HaZaken, when it came to the Simcha's Beis HaShoeva, and there was that Givaldic Simcha, he would say, Imani kan hakol kan. Hillel was the Anav Mikol Adam. And the Zohar explains, what does it mean, Imani kan? Ani is a reference to the Shechina. It's Hashem's Ani. Ani means revelation, that Hashem says, here I am. Imani kan, if the Shechina is here, then hakol kan, then everything is here. Then instead of striving to have this, and to have that, and to have this, and to have that, and we feel scattered, like we're looking for everything, by focusing our attention on an avoida of simcha, then the Shechina comes down. V'im ha-Shechina kan, then hakol kan. Then everything is here. We'll conclude with this, that the Shemir Emunim wrote a sefer called Taras HaKodesh, and which focuses on Shemiras HaBris. And he writes there something very, very sweet. He says that the reason why Talmidei Baal Shem Tov stress very much the Avoida B'Simcha, he says, because it's a derech arucha uktzara ma'id. It's a very long derech, but it's a very short derech. What does that mean? Says that the Baal Shem Tov very much emphasized a bitl of sigufim, of self-affliction, of tainuses, and so on and so forth, and he stressed avoda b'simcha. And he says that the difference is that although they're trying to accomplish the same thing, there's the short way and there's the long way. The long way is through tainusim and sigufim, and it's very bitter. But the short way to get to where we need to go is through simcha. It's much shorter, and it's much sweeter. And he says it's like a mashal to an umma nifla, a professional in a certain craft, that he has to teach the trade, and he has the long way to teach it, but he also has the short way to teach it. There's like the 10-year education, and then there's like the associates. There's like the 2 year. And he says that the derech of simcha is the way bekitzer, to achieve what we're looking for. King who mamish avoides Hashem besimcha, he tachbula nifla la lois lizman katzer v'makom gavaya, to reach very high places in a very short time. It's not a cheap way. It's the sweet way. It's the short way. It's the right way. And it's a little bit arucha because, like we said from the Zayar, that there's alfei rivavos minios. There are so many minios, and we have so many excuses why not to be besimcha. It takes a lot of tefillah, and it takes a lot of work. Because, like in Capture the Flag, you know where the flag is, and everybody's surrounding it to protect the flag. We're trying to capture the flag. This is the tachlis. This is the game, and this is how it ends. And of course, it goes on forever. But where the menias are many times, that's where the flag is. And that's what it is. Helps us identify, the Siddiqim have identified for us what the tachlis is, to understand the role that Simcha Shel Mitzvah has, not in and of itself, but what through it we're able to achieve. Shem Yisrael should help us that we should tread on the derech of Avodas Hashem properly, to be zeiche, that He should open up for us the shari simcha shel mitzvah, in a way that we're zeiche to cultivate all the brachas of the next world and all the brachas of this world. And we're very much looking forward in the very near future to once again restoring the Beis HaMikdash, smeichim mimashenenim b'zif HaShechina, with coming of Mashiach to kingdom here, v'minu amen.